We have to move Jerry's percentages to tomorrow.
Wow.
He's pissed. He's not happy. Nobody upstages Jerry.
He chirped us.
He might not do it.
He might just say, I'm out. Quit. I'm out of here. So Jerry's percentage is tomorrow at 5:30. I know people are driving around saying, gotta hear Jerry.
I know.
But when there's breaking news, there's breaking news. Mike Babcock has been fired as the head coach of the Maple Leafs. Sheldon Keefe, the new head coach, starting tomorrow night. Craig Butner, hockey analyst in studio. Craig, you've been in these rooms before. You've seen this before. You've been around the game for a long time. You know, you've been saying coaching change is probably necessary.
Code red.
Code red.
Yes.
I mean, code red was Saturday.
Yep.
But I didn't see a great response last night. I thought they were okay. But
well, let's go back to Saturday, Brian. You mentioned code red, and that performance was gross. So behind the scenes, what do you think goes on as far as preparing for this moment that happened in Arizona apparently today?
So what I would say to you is that after the game Friday night, okay, so you're, I mean, the team...
That gets the wheels in motion?
I think it does, Jeff. So the team put in a pretty decent performance on Friday against Boston. They made some mistakes, right? And you're looking, and you're, as a manager and leadership, you're, okay, maybe there's something positive there. But to me, Saturday sealed the deal. Saturday was the code red. Saturday was the one that said, this ain't going anymore. I do not know this to be true, but I think that the wheels started in motion after Saturday's game. Keep in mind, there was a Hall of Fame induction on Monday night. I don't think the Toronto Maple Leafs, but you start to look at who's the replacement. I always say this. It's not easy to say we're going to change the coach, but the next step is who replaces him.
Okay, and so Sheldon Keefe is the guy that replaced him. When do you think, because I know that when Peter Laviolette replaced Paul Maurice, he was put on notice a couple weeks before saying, you got to watch this team because there might be a move and you got to figure. Yeah. So when was it like you got to figure out what you're going to do with this and you're on notice because this might happen?
Yeah, and that's a great question. So Peter Laviolette wasn't working. Did I emphasize that? That was a great question.
Spectacular question.
No, but like Peter Laviolette wasn't working. So, you know, it's easier.
Well, he's on notice for everything.
Yeah, exactly, right? So it's easier when Jim Rutherford was able to call him in and say, hey, take a look at this and do that, right? Sheldon's coaching his own team, right? You know, so if you do it, how you do it, I mean, it's got to be totally clandestine if you do it. Right. I think it's difficult to do. What you're trying to, in that position where Kyle and Brendan are sitting there trying to look at it, you're trying to say, is this the guy that we think can make an effective change for us on the ice in the terms of the way we play? I said this just earlier. One of the big beefs I have, I hate when I hear, we play the same system in the minors that they play in the National Hockey League.
It's not possible.
Right, well, so Sheldon Keefe's going to bring the same system they've been playing that's got them to this point? No way.
I'm pretty sure Sheldon Keefe was told by Mike Babcock, you play this system because when they come up here, they know what it is already.
Jeff, you're a smart hockey player. Did you need to have been told we're going to shift to a 1-2-1 or a 1-2-2? Like, to me,
I could do it between shifts.
The minor leagues are about research and development.
Serious.
It's true. Belichick does it. Football coaches do it all the time. The players are smart.
Period. Okay, fall back into a 1-2-2. Okay, not that hard.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I never, when I was running, we always use it as research and development. Try this. Try this on the power play. Try this on the penalty kill. Try this on the forecheck. And you want to develop your players. If you have smart players, they pick up things like real quick. So I can tell you, I know what Sheldon's background is. I watched him in Pembroke. I watched him in Sault Ste. Marie. So Sheldon, he wants to be on the attack. And not just on the attack, like, you know, coming up the ice. You know, when you have the puck in the offensive zone, what are we doing to break down opponents in the offensive zone? See, for me, the Leafs, and Mike kept talking about this, we had lots of offensive zone puck possession. Doesn't matter. It matters how you get inside the dots. It matters how you attack into the net. Sheldon's teams did that. They did that at the American League level. They did that in junior. He had success with it, right? So, you know, when the team goes to the Olympics in 2014 and you have the best players on the planet and you play keep away, like, give me a break. Like, that doesn't work in the National Hockey League. And I think that was a big part of taking away from the offensive potential of this team. So that's what I want to see from Sheldon. I've seen it previously, and I think that that's something that can make a material difference to the skilled players on this team.
We talked to Ray. What do you think the first maneuver is when you go in there for him? Is it pull aside Austin Matthews? Is it John Tavares? I mean, what's the first maneuver?
I know what I'd be doing. What I'd be doing is, hey, Austin, you ready to play 22 minutes? John, you ready to play 21 minutes?
How about this? You ready to penalty kill?
Well, wait a sec. That's systematic.
That?
I'm systematic.
I understand
that's another
that,
thing.
But
that's
got to
be
different.
Fixed too. And your defensive zone discipline, positional
right.
discipline. Like
right.
it's not one thing. But just to answer about the key players. Buckle up, boys. You're going to be playing.
Well,
you saw what Daryl did with Jerome Iguodala.
Yes.
I brought Daryl into Calgary right away. It was like, you guys are the lead dogs, and you're going to play lots. And you other guys, you better know your role, and you better be good at it.
Right.
He was very clear in defining what everybody's role was going to be. I'm not suggesting Mike didn't do that, but that's exactly what I'm doing.
Breaking news this hour, Mike Babcock has been fired. Sheldon Keefe hired as the new coach of the Maple Leafs. Craig, before we get you out of here, Shanahan and Dubas are going to speak at 6. This is a very unique situation because of the expectations on this team. These guys have been in the organization for a long time. These are not new GMs who don't like what they've seen and the coach is out. They believe they've invested in a cup-contending team. It's still November. Sheldon Keefe doesn't get a grace period. He doesn't get an off season. How do you think they're going to handle that? Because they're going to get posed that question at 6. Is Sheldon Keefe a savior? I mean, how do you believe they're going to essentially describe what he represents?
They wouldn't have named him if they didn't believe that he was the guy that could get them to realize the potential that they feel the team has fallen far short of to this point in time. There's no way they name him unless they believe that. But I love Sheldon Keefe. I think Sheldon Keefe is a very good, promising head coach. But I'll tell you what. What a place to start your NHL career in a spot.
Right.
Like it really is. This is a significant challenge, and I am not going to suggest that he can't, but it's going to be very interesting to see if he can. But to me, this is an opportunity, and you're right. You better hit the ground running, and you better come in there right away, ready to put your imprint on this team of how we're going to play.
He's got to manage egos, money, all of that. In the AHL?
Yep.
Those guys they do anything because the coach still has the hammer, can get them called
up.
If he's got to manage one thing, if he doesn't look at what they're doing in their own zone and make some kind of change to say, this is ridiculous, let's get back to some fundamental basics here that are like peewee hockey school type fundamentals.
Right.
He's flat out nuts if he doesn't want to adjust that.
Totally agree with you, Jeff.
Because it's nuts. It's flat out nuts what's going on in there.
Yeah. All right, Craig. Good
thanks,
buddy.
Yeah.
I think you got to fly.
We're on here till midnight. Come back.
Yeah, feel free to circle through whenever you want. Good seeing you, Craig.
Anytime. I'm here all night, too.
All right. There's Craig Butner, TSN hockey analyst. Again, Mike Babcock has been fired this afternoon. Sheldon Keefe hired.